I stand corrected. And it won't be the first time or the last time that I will stand corrected. So, hey, we are. We're glad to have some of our young folks here with us this morning. Appreciate all of you also that are here. As is the case, oftentimes when Big Red helps with our service, I call a change in my lesson. So we're going to be doing tonight's lesson instead. So you can even take that one off the screen because this one is much longer than the one that I'm going to do now. But we're glad that you are here today, and we're thankful for your attendance. And so tonight, if you have an outline that you picked up out in the foyer area, please bring it back this evening. We'll fill it in tonight. It actually was going to be my rhyming sermon. As you know, many of you that have been here for years, at the very end of the year, I always do a rhyming sermon, and everybody tries to figure out what that is. Well, you've already seen it now, so you don't have to wonder anymore. You can just come back tonight. We're going to be talking about Homeward Lean in 2019. Homeward Lean in 2019. That'll be tonight's lesson this evening. But this morning, what I want to do is I want us to take an opportunity, and I was going to do this tonight, but I don't think that it will be as lengthy. I want us to think about Flint being refocused as we go into the new year. Flint refocused. That's kind of how I've, listed this lesson in particular or titled it. You know, the end of the year is generally a great time of evaluation and a great time of planning. If you were in our Bible class this morning, you know that I gave the students in here an assignment for next week or next year, and for you to bring that back and for us to think about evaluating our lives, refocusing and planning a personal spiritual sowing and reaping plan for next year, so that we can be very fruitful in our labors as God's people. And I want us to be intentional about the direction that we want to take as Christians next year. And I want us to think and reflect personally about some of those things. But I want us to close out this current year and move on to the next one by doing just that. I want us to close out this year and embrace the present and embrace the future here at this congregation and what we are moving towards and what we hope to accomplish. Now, in order to do that, I think, first of all, there needs to be some contemplation about where we are at Flint and some of the things that we can discuss and some of the things that we've experienced. Obviously, we have experienced some challenges here in our congregation during the course of this year. Those challenges come from a variety of different things. We've had sicknesses, we've had loss, we've had a lot of things that have transpired here in our congregation, and so we have met those challenges and we faced those challenges in our congregation. And we've also celebrated many joys here at the Flint congregation during the course of 2018. I wanted to share a few of the thoughts here about the joys that we have been able to celebrate. We have seen the celebration of new membership. We have seen the celebration of precious conversions. Folks who have not been Christians and have been talked about and prayed for and who have been studied with for years and now they have decided to become a Christian, a New Testament Christian, and a part of the work of God's kingdom. And so we celebrate the new membership. We celebrate the precious conversion. We celebrate the mission works and efforts that we're involved in and the many opportunities that many of our people here at this congregation have in traveling beyond the borders of this community and going out and being able to do some of the work that God would have us to do. I'm thankful for our Latch Leaders program and the joys and the successes that we've seen from many of our young people in that program. I'm thankful for Maywood Christian Camp and the influence and the inspiration that it seems to provide for many people, both young and old. I'm thankful for the sweet fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ here at Flint and the support and cooperation that we have with one another. And I embrace that. And I'll tell you something else I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the many Christian marriages that happened this year in this congregation. The young people that are married and these Christian young people marrying other Christians and how a blessing that's going to be for the Lord's kingdom here at Flint. And so I think about and I contemplate on the challenges that we have faced and had to overcome but also the joys that we celebrate as well as a congregation. Now, once we do that, I think it is time for us to complete this year. Bring it to a completion, bring it to a conclusion, to wrap it up, and then to begin thinking about moving forward. And so I want to ask you and invite you to open your Bibles to Philippians. I want us to look at a couple of passages of Scripture together here today and maybe discuss some of these things with one another. I want us to begin, first of all, Philippians chapter 3, and I want us to begin in verse 13. He says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." That's what he said. He said, it's time to wrap it up. It's time to put what's happened in the past in the past. It's time to forget what lies behind, and it's time for us to move forward. It is time for us to recognize that many of our setbacks help demonstrate God's power. And to actually understand that many of our setbacks, many of the things that we struggle with, the challenges that we face, go to activate God's power. I want to invite you to open to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we see here where the Apostle Paul, he's been struggling in prayer with God over this thorn in the flesh that he has. And as we begin in verse 7, he says, "So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" It is through our weaknesses oftentimes that God's power is most greatly demonstrated. And we see that here. Do you not believe that the Apostle Paul faced many challenges in his life? Do you not think that the Apostle Paul experienced many of the same things that we encounter as we live our lives for Jesus Christ every day? And he said, it happened, and I had to deal with these things. And in fact, I had in particular this thorn in the flesh, but it was given to me so that God's power could be more demonstrated and put on display. And so I think it's important for us to recognize that many of our hardships, our persecutions, our calamities, our problems and struggles can help to demonstrate God's power if we'll allow it in our life. I think it's time for us to evaluate and grow from the experiences that we encounter. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, "All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to those who are called according to His purpose." In other words, I need to evaluate what has happened. I need to think about it. I reflect on it, and then I learn from it, and I grow from that experience. And I recognize the blessing in every circumstance and in every situation that we encounter in life. I can't help but be reminded of the Apostle Paul as he writes about these things in Philippians. And we go back to that passage of Scripture today. We can look at Philippians again. And we can see that he had to deal with these circumstances. He says in verse 12 of chapter 4, "I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need." What did he say there? He said, "I have learned. I've learned from these experiences in every and all circumstance. There's been a lesson for me to learn." And I think it's important for us to evaluate, learn, and grow. See the blessing in everything that takes place in your life. You know, it may be hard to recognize sometimes. It may be hard to recognize that there's a blessing in something that you're going through that is so difficult and so hard. And it's causing you great suffering. But for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, all things work together for good. There can be a benefit and there can be a blessing. And we've got to have the wisdom to be able to see it and recognize it. So it's time for us to bring this to a completion, to evaluate, to learn from the experiences and the struggles and the things that have taken place in this previous year together. And then I think it's time for us to start correcting. There needs to be a period of correction. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14, he says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, I need to correct my direction. And I need to start moving forward, and I need to start moving towards God. I'm pressing forward to that mark, to that prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's where I'm moving toward. I'm not moving backwards. I'm not turning and I'm not changing my direction towards something that would not benefit me. I'm moving towards what is good. I need to correct my thoughts. Correct my thoughts. You look at verse 14 and 15. He says, let those of us who are mature think this way. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. He says, if you're mature, we've got to start thinking. We've got to correct our thoughts, and we've got to be thinking maturely as Christians spiritually. And then we go over to Philippians chapter 4. And again, we look and I want us to begin in verse 10. Because oftentimes I'm afraid that we sometimes take a look at this passage of Scripture and we may have the wrong idea about it. But listen to what Paul says here in Philippians chapter 4, 10 through 13. And I want us to understand the context of his statement. He said, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. What is he saying? He said, yeah, let me get my thoughts right here. I can handle any and every circumstance because I've been exposed to these things, and I know that God is working to help me, to strengthen me. I know I gain strength through Jesus Christ, that I can handle every one of these circumstances. You know, a lot of people want to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, folks, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how strong I am. I'm not going to be able to raise somebody from the dead. Okay, that passage is not saying I can do anything while I'm here on this earth. But what it does mean is this: I can handle any circumstance that is presented to me as a Christian, because Christ will strengthen me in that. And so I've got to get my thoughts wrapped around that idea. I can handle these things with Jesus there. And so He strengthens me. And we've got to get our thoughts wrapped around that concept and wrapped around that idea. Correct our thought processes. I think about Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and following. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. You change the thought processes, and you'll see a peace that comes with that. You'll be able to handle the circumstances. And so it's important for us to contemplate over what has transpired over the last year. It's time for us to bring it to completion, to wrap it up. And now it's time for us to refocus and to correct the things that we need to correct and start moving forward in our lives as Christians, doing those things that God would have us to do, thinking the way that God would have us to think, practicing what God would have us to practice, doing those things that God wants us to do. This morning, I hope that you will refocus your attention. I hope that you will think about your life. And if you're not a Christian, I hope that you will consider what you need to do in order to make your life right with God. This morning, you have an opportunity to respond to the invitation. You have an opportunity to end this year wrapping it up on the most positive note that you can possibly end it on by becoming a child of God if you're not a Christian. And so if you need to respond to the invitation, we want to invite you to come forward, repenting of your sins, confessing that Jesus is the Son of God and being baptized to wash away those sins. If today there is some burden that's on your shoulders, it's time for you to let it go. It's time for you to turn it over to God. It's time for you to evaluate and learn from what has transpired in life and see how that could be seen as a blessing that you could use to grow from and to encourage somebody else with. And so if you have a burden and you have a sin that you need to lay before the altar of God today, and you want this congregation to pray with you and for you about it, we invite you now to come while together we stand and sing. Sweet.